Welcome, everybody, to Cybercrime Studios. We're brought to you by Cybercrime Magazine and Cybersecurity Ventures, the world's leading researcher and publisher covering the global cyber economy. Welcome, everybody. It's Georgia Reed here from Cybercrime Magazine. And in the studio today, actually, we took the studio on the road to Morristown, New Jersey. Today, August 14th, 2018, I'm here with Robert Herkovic from Herkovic Group. Welcome. Okay, so just to get this started, in 2014, Cisco estimated that there were 1 million cybersecurity job openings globally. Cybercrime will more than triple the number of job openings to the 3.5 million unfilled cybersecurity positions by 2021, according to Cybersecurity Ventures. So is the worker shortage the biggest challenge for organizations in their efforts to defend themselves against cyber attacks, or is it something else?
Well, I think there's a lot of challenges for people around cybersecurity, all the way from identity to infrastructure to, you know, recognition, all kinds of things, applications. But the overriding problem is people that know what to do with it. And unless we get more people into the field, it's going to be very difficult to know what to do with these tools. And yeah, I think it is the biggest challenge. It's easy to buy a point solution. It's difficult to deploy it.
Well, speaking of employment in the cybersecurity space, I believe you've been quoted in the media saying that the cybersecurity unemployment rate is at 0%. Is that accurate? I mean, that's a startling statistic. How do employers attract and hire cybersecurity experts in this climate?
Well, I think it is a startling statistic, but I also think it's we need to do a better job of attracting everyone to it. You know, I think for a long time, like, I never got into computers because I'm scared of math. I mean, I'll put it out there. If I'm not scared of many things, but you put a math equation on the board and I start crying like a little child.
It actually gives me sweat. Like, I get anxiety attacks.
Yeah, me too.
I can't do it.
But now I'm incredibly technical. And, you know, I look at my friends, they're like, oh, I could never do computers because I don't know math or something. So I think part of it is accessibility. It, you know, our field is very technical. It's very complex, but it's certainly not insurmountable. And we have to open it up to a wider audience, women, minorities, different fields. And part of it is also education. I don't think many people realize what a great job this is. If you know cybersecurity, you have a guaranteed job.
Right,
for
that's
life.
Incredible. Right.
For life. What other fields could you say that in? Could you say that as a doctor even today?
Right.
Your hospital might close. Who knows what's going to happen with healthcare? But my gosh, if you know cybersecurity, you can get a job for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and it's very, very interesting. Speaking of the women in cybersecurity, there's been some industry talk and recent media attention on women in this space. And figures from this six-year-old survey keep circulating in the media and claims that women only make up 11% of the cyber workforce. So a careful investigation into the report and a recalculation that is underway by Cybersecurity Ventures puts that figure at 20% or more. So where do you see that figure, and what's your opinion? Are we making progress in this area for women?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a disconnect with those figures. And I think we can certainly do more. And I think highlighting some of this is really important. I think Cybersecurity Ventures has done a great job of highlighting the problem. I can't fix something unless I know there's a problem. But there's a disconnect with the statistics. And I'll tell you this, even 5 years ago, if I walked into a meeting and the CISO or somebody in authority, a director, or even an engineer was a woman in cybersecurity, I would notice. Mm-hmm. And I don't notice anything like that. But it was so rare that I would actually notice. I don't notice anymore. Like, if you said to me, how many people were male or female in the meeting you went to the other day? I just don't think that way. But the point is, over this 5 years, we've seen it grow. It has a long way to go, and I think we can do it sooner and younger in schools especially. But I think there's a disconnect with those statistics.
So getting more young people exposed to cybersecurity and open to higher education and future careers in the field kind of starts at a younger age, you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, I do a TV show called Shark Tank. And one of the great things that teachers tell us about Shark Tank is kids watch Shark Tank because they think it's cool to be in business.
Yeah, and to be an entrepreneur. And
yeah, you know, 10 years ago, it wasn't cool. We need that same type of PR, if you will, around cybersecurity.
That's really interesting. So what do you think, just as far as a PR piece, or if you could say what makes a cybersecurity professional happy in their career? Is it making money? Is it that guaranteed job? I could see it being kind of a cutting-edge environment where they're working on the latest technology platforms. Even just being a first line of defense and serving and protecting against cyber attacks. What do you think it is?
I think it's Batman.
Batman. What do you mean by that?
You know, kids ask me, what do you do? And what I say to them is, I don't go into a technical explanation. I say to them, I'm Batman.
Oh, well, that must make them sit up and take notice.
Fundamentally, I believe what we do is good.
Right.
I really believe that. I really believe what we're trying to do is help companies, help the world, and make it a safer place. It's the same reason people become doctors, lawyers, cops, all that kind of stuff. Somewhere along the way, money and other stuff comes into it, of course. But when you're a child, why do you want to be a fireman? Because you want to help others.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. That's what Batman does. And I think we need to do a better job of explaining that.
It's a little bit heroic.
Yeah. I mean, it is. We're fighting bad guys. The online world is the Wild West. And there is no sheriff. You know, if you're stuck, there is no cavalry. No one's going to ride around the corner to save you. You've got to save yourself.
Right.
And how many things do we get to do that has a job, that has that level of goodness,
mm-hmm.
and by the way, pays very well, has incredible job security, and lets you figure out really complicated problems, and people respect you.
Just one more question. How would you go about hiring someone for this if they don't have a background in math, science, STEM, or technology? I mean, what kind of cross-training can there be from other fields? I mean, what are the personal attributes you would look for somebody in this field?
Well, I think network knowledge never goes away. I think if you don't know cybersecurity, you've got to have a basic understanding of infrastructure. You've got to know how routers and those devices work. Now, if you don't know that, you can start at a very basic level. You can start with a IT administrator or even fixing computers or even in a help desk, and you can certainly progress that way. It takes a while. I think that's part of the challenge. Cybersecurity isn't something you can show up today
right.
and do tomorrow.
Right.
So there is a certain amount of training you need. It's kind of like being a surgeon. It's hard to just show up and do the job,
mm-hmm.
and it takes time. But it's not insurmountable, and it's well worth the journey.
Excellent. Thank you so much for taking
some time out today
and hanging out with us. All right. Cybercrime Magazine's podcasts are recorded right here at Cybercrime Studios, 45 minutes outside of New York City. We're brought to you by Cybersecurity Ventures, the world's leading researcher and publisher covering the global cyber economy. Visit us on the web at cybercrimemagazine.com and hear our latest podcasts covering the world of cybercrime and cybersecurity at cybercrimestudios.com. To be featured on one of our podcasts, reach out to us at info@cybersecurityventures.com. Again, that's info@cybersecurityventures.com. Thanks and have a great day.